این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
May 13, 1984. Place Husseiniyah Jamaran, Tehran. Subject: Methods of Islamic Invitation. In Islam, all the works one has been invited to carries devotional aspect. Even working in factories, on the farm, at a school, carries the connotation of act of worship in the context of Islamic expediency. Islamic expediencies, as prescribed by the Holy Quran, were not observed because they found it in contrast to their desires for powers. From the beginning, what they saw in the Quran running counter to their interest, they interpreted the Quran to comply with their liking. Because they could not make any changes in the Quran itself, they interpreted crookedly.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. The late Imam Khomeini recommended the faithful people to purify their intentions, making their deeds more pure, and expelling love of oneself. Imam sheds light on the matter through his theological works as following. If you purify your intentions, recitify your deeds, expel love of self and position from your hearts, a high station will be prepared for you. The whole world and what exists will be prepared for you. The whole world and what exists in it, along with its superfactual aspects, is not worth even a cent by comparison to the station prepared for the righteous servants of Allah. Try to achieve this lofty station. The difference between my action and your actions, dear brothers and sisters, goes back to intention. The reality, the soul, the spirit of every action that we do is actually the intention. Why are we doing this action? There are two teachers with one classroom. The first teacher punishes the entire classroom out of envy, out of hatred towards the students. The second teacher punishes the entire classroom for their own good. The teacher is seeing that they need to be punished so they could be well, so they could respect the teacher, for example, or to have a better upbringing or better education. The difference between the two is the intention from each teacher. The first one is wicked and evil. The second one is good and has pure intentions to it. Therefore, the second one is accepted and should be thanked for, should be grateful for. The first one should be rebuked and criticized.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi. Sallallahu alayhi. Salli ala.
If our intentions were worldly, then other than the world, we will not receive, if we receive it. If our intentions were for the hereafter, our actions will be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the beauty about this is that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows your intention. No one else can really and truly understand the reality of the motive of this action or that action except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why He is the one that will punish and reward accordingly. And we have this saying that I want to finish off with from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. It's been frequently reported, the intention of the believer is better than their action, and the intention of a disbeliever is worse than their actions. And really, this keeps in mind to always have pure intention and to always have the intention to do good at any chance possible.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. every night and every day, every night and every day.